world! Welcome to the Voice of Power broadcast. I'm your host, Gary Atkins, and I want to thank you for tuning in with me today to hear what the Lord has to say from His Word. And I trust that you are abiding in the faithful presence and love of Almighty God, because He is the joy of our lives. And the joy of our Lord is our strength. You know, we're living in turbulent times. As a matter of fact, here in the United States of America, we are living in an election season, a time where we're going to elect the next president of the United States. And I believe it's time, as the body of Christ, that we come together in full agreement, knowing that we are to seek the face of God and the direction of God in placing in office the best candidate that will help advance the kingdom of God. I want to read a verse of scripture to you from Revelation chapter 5 and verse 9. And they sang a new song, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." You know, our nation's founding document, the Declaration of Independence, declared that we are endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Since our nation's founding, America has decided that some lives matter more and some lives don't matter as much. And we need to be the nation that God has asked us to be. I'm reminded of Ezekiel 22 and verse 2. And it asks us, "Son of man, will you judge her? Will you judge this city of bloodshed? Then confront her with all of her detestable practices." Verse 29 of Ezekiel 22 goes on to say this, "The people of that land practice extortion and commit robbery. They oppress the poor and needy and mistreat the alien, denying them justice." You know, as Christians, our duty is to encourage other believers to join together and collectively advance our God-informed opinions. You know, we have no move forward by acting like our Lord Jesus Christ does. Participating in our democracy is not optional for Christians. It is an important way to make a positive impact on our culture and create a more moral America. Now, I know the headlines and I know the news. All they want to talk about is ISIS. They want to talk about the economy. And that's their main focus for this election season. And those things and those topics and those issues are important. However, we as the body of Christ and we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we should maintain our focus on the kingdom of God. For advancing the kingdom of God is our number one priority. It's not ISIS. It's not the economy. However, our number one priority is the kingdom of God. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you." I say we should come together as the body of Christ in agreement and pray and ask God for wisdom to place in office the best candidate that will help advance the kingdom of God for the Church of Jesus Christ, and that God's will be done for the nation of America. I know the arguments, and I know people are going to say, well, God already knows who's going to be in office, and God has already placed a man there for His purpose. And in God's sovereignty, He does know who's going to be there, and He will use that man for His ultimate purpose in fulfilling prophetic scriptures for this earth and for the nation of Israel. However, God at the same time has given us the free will to vote. He's given us the free will to choose, just like He did the nation of Israel. We have to remember that King Saul was not God's choice for the nation of Israel. King Saul was not God's king to be established for that country, for that nation, and for that people. For God Himself wanted to be their king and their ruler, and He wanted to move them in the direction that He was taking them in His own divine will. However, we know that the nation of Israel complained, and they said, "We want to be like everybody else, and we want a king." And they put King Saul as the king, as the leader. And we see in the scriptures how that turned out for the nation of Israel. So God has given us a free will, and why don't we go to Him in prayer as the body of Christ, as believers in God, and pray that God will usher in His anointing in America, because I believe it's high time that we stand upon the Word of God and reveal to America and reveal to the world that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. But I want to give you hope today, because no matter what happens, no matter who is placed in the office of the president, that God and His own his own sovereignty will place his hand upon the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will advance us to where we can do great exploits despite what is taking place. If it's a time of prosperity in our land, if it's a time of great joy and jubilant occasion in the land of America, the Church of Jesus Christ can thrive. If it's a time of persecution against the Church of God, then we too can thrive in the time of persecution and do great exploits for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. So there is hope beyond the scope of impossibility. Don't let dread overtake you. Don't let depression about your future overtake you. Don't be discouraged about what your children are going to see in the future. Because no matter what happens in this great land we call America, God is still our Lord. He is still our protector. And he is still our leader. And he shall shine upon us in this last day, and we shall be a light to the whole world, declaring the good news gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to this entire earth, and fulfill the Great Commission. But I urge you, let us pray together that God in this election season gives us great wisdom to bring in that candidate that will help advance the kingdom of God throughout this world, and using the nation of America to do it as he has done in these past 200 plus years. Let's pray together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you as a nation, one nation under God, and we just ask you to give us wisdom, bombard us with the anointing of your Spirit, that we may make the right decisions in electing a candidate for the office of the President of the United States. God, we ask that your sovereign will lead us and guide us and direct us, and that despite what takes place in politics, I ask you to give us the power to do great exploits in this last day and reveal to people that you are God and there is none else. And signs will follow according to your word, and you will declare your good news to this world, and Jesus Christ will be lifted up, and the cross will be the forefront of our praise and our worship. And God, we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. My friend, I love you. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you once again for tuning into the Voice of Power broadcast. And remember, the just shall live by faith.